Got something a little different for you on Weekly 50 this week, and it's different for me too. I'm not going to talk about the photo much. I've got some other things in mind for the podcast this week. A little bit about the photo, though, at the very beginning here. You'll notice I've got one object filling the frame, and everything is in focus. Normally, I don't take photos like this. Normally, if you look at the photos I post, it's like one thing's in focus. There's a little bit of foreground, a lot of background. There's some bokeh going on and whatnot. And it's a departure, I guess. It's a picnic table sitting next to a junior high a couple blocks from where we live. And I've seen this table many times. I've never been sure how to photograph it. Do I use like a low angle? Do I focus on a little bit of graffiti that's on the table? How do I get this table, a picture of this table with a 50 millimeter lens? Remember, this is a crop sensor, so I'm really shooting with what is the 35 millimeter equivalent of a 75 millimeter lens, which means you don't have a wide angle of view. And just a picture of a picnic table with nothing else would be super boring. If you had like a nice 18 or 15 or 11 millimeter lens, even on a crop sensor, that'd be super wide. You could get the picnic table and you could get like all the background and everything else and really get a sense of perspective and scale. But here, I didn't know how to take a picture of the picnic table. So I kind of took the opposite approach and went with just one tiny little segment of the table and photographed it straight down. It was hard to find a segment with as little profanity as possible because it's all been graffitied up and scribbled with lots of kind of inappropriate things, and I like to keep it clean on Weekly 50 here. But I did, and I also shot this at F4. I probably should have shot at F8, and I guess I could go back and shoot the same thing again at F8 because I don't think this table is going anywhere. In general, the smaller aperture that you use, the sharper your lens will be. Every lens has what they call a sweet spot, where it's like the perfect combination of light and the lens is at its most sharp at the whole for the whole photo. Some photos are, you'll notice sometimes like a photo will be nice and sharp in one area in the center, but it'll be a little less sharp towards the edges. Almost every lens has a sweet spot where pretty much everything is sharp. And the smaller apertures aren't always, you're not always guaranteed to get a sharper photo. But if you want a sharper photo in general, you can't really go wrong with a smaller aperture. So that'd be one thing I could change about this. But as for the photo and beyond just the information about the photo, I think good photos tell a story, and it's not a rule. It's not like a hard and fast rule, but I think it's worth trying to achieve. Not all of my photos tell a story, but this one I think does. This photo tells a story. Yes, it's just the top of a picnic table at a local park, but if you take the time to look, which I don't often do, and I've seen this picnic table many times, you'll notice there's a lot of history here, especially because it's by a junior high. So we start on the left-hand side. You can see that there's a layer of wood, the wood of the table itself, and you see those vertical grains on the left-hand side, and that was painted over with what looks like red paint. And then over the years, that was scratched and carved and abused and then painted over again with yellow. There might have even been a third layer of paint. I don't know. But over the years, this picnic table, which started off who knows how long ago as a nice, pristine, clean picnic table, served as the sounding board for the emotions and the thoughts of so many people, probably youngsters in junior high, but maybe older folk too. So many people poured out their hearts on this picnic table. Whatever they were thinking ended up as marker or paint or scratches in the table. And then it was painted over and erased and then started over again. It's filled with love notes, signs of breakup, signs of anger. It's filled with cries for help from people who have been on the receiving end of maybe an abusive relationship. It's filled with all kinds of stuff that has been faded and scratched and is now withering away over time, and all these things that meant so much to the person at the time that they carved it into this table have now been lost in the river of history that continues to flow long after they've left the picnic table. It made me think of September 2013, a young man at the junior high just a block away named Cade Paulos took his life at the school. He walked in before class started. He went to the common area where all the students were gathering. This was about 10 minutes before class in the morning, and he took his own life with a gun. What does this table tell us about young Mr. Paulos? What stories are hidden beneath the layers of paint and wood? Did he visit this table and leave his mark? Was this table the last thing he saw before he walked into that junior high? Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. I don't know. I'm just guessing at all this here. But if not him, how many others saw this table and poured out their soul into this table, carved it into the wood and wrote it in marker and pen? And how many people did that over time who left their mark on the table? And now it's been withered by the passage of time. It's been faded away. It's been painted over and lost to history. And what are those kids up to now? What are they doing now? If a seventh grader visited this table 15 years ago and put "I heart somebody" or "I hate somebody," what's that person doing now? Maybe they're married. Maybe they have kids. Maybe they got. Maybe one of their own kids is getting ready to go to this middle school. Man, if you think about the history behind this table and the stories that are hidden beneath the layers of paint and scratches in this table, it's kind of amazing. And it made me think, as I wrap this up here, of how we will leave our mark on the world and what that is going to look like 10 years from now. Are you doing something with your life, with the time that you have each day? Are you doing something that's leaving a lasting impression on the world? Or are you doing something that's just going to wither and fade over time? It reminded me of a quote from the Fellowship of the Ring movie. Gandalf is sitting there talking to Frodo, and they're talking about how if only certain events wouldn't have happened, if only certain things would have changed. And Gandalf says, "All we have to decide is what to do with the time that's given to us. We all have 24 hours in every day. What are you going to do with your 24 hours?"